Hi, welcome to the Badass Breastfeeding Podcast. This is Diane, your lactation consultant.
And I'm Abby, the Badass Breastfeeder, and today's episode is brought to you by Booby Juice. Booby Juice freeze-dries your very own breast milk into shelf-stable powder that will last years. And today's episode is also brought to you by Similarly Breast Pumps. They've got ultra-tiny pumps, and they've got pumps with 85 combination settings. Either way, you're in control of your pumping journey, and we will hear more from our sponsors later, but you can head to badassbreastfeedingpodcast.com and check out our sponsor page and see if you can give them any of your business. If you ever need anything, check there, because they make this podcast possible. And while you're there, you can scroll down and enter your email address, and we will send episodes straight to your inbox every week. And we're on Patreon, and I wish you'd join us there, because I'm going to keep talking about it until absolutely every last person is there. Just kidding. But I'm going to keep talking about it because that's what we do. And I'm going to give a shout out to our new patrons. We have Ashley. We have Derek, who was our first dad, who came in and was talking about his partner who was breastfeeding. And I don't know. Am I giving up too much away? I don't know. I don't think so. These are our shout outs. Ashley, Derek, Mariah, Nicole. And I think it's been a while since I've done shout outs, and it only goes back for the last 30 days. But I'll give like everybody like multiple shout outs because I've been slacking on that. So welcome to Ashley and Derek and Mariah and Nicole, and we are glad to have you there, and we hope you join us. Check the link in the show notes under this episode, wherever you're listening from, and you'll see all the tiers, and you can choose one. And we're still holding our ongoing giveaway, so if you leave us a review anywhere around the internet, on iTunes, on Spotify, on Audible, on whatever podcast app you use, you can leave reviews or stars or whatever if it's an option, and send us a screenshot, and we'll send you a goodie bag of stickers and thank you for nursing in public cards. And you can send your address along with your screenshot to badassbreastfeedingpodcast@gmail.com. And Diane has our review of the week.
I do have our review of the week. I don't think I could have gotten to 16 months and counting without these amazing women. Thank you for all the laughs, knowledge, science, and empowerment in normalizing breastfeeding for me when formula was being pushed down my throat. I owe it to you.
Oh.
That would have been a good one for the formula pushing episode. But thank you so much for sticking with us. And congratulations on 16 months. That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you all understand how few people there are doing that?
Like getting to that far,
the rates. Yeah, the rates of breastfeeding really beyond like 3 or 6 months are just very, very low. So you should all be very proud of what you've done.
Absolutely,
and not like you shouldn't be. You should be ashamed if you haven't. It's just, you know, recognizing that that's a difficult and unusual thing to do.
Yeah, I remember thinking that, like when I was breastfeeding mine and seeing what the rates were, how low they were once you get past like 6 months. And I was pretty proud of myself for being able to go on past that, because it really is not the norm.
It's no.
At all.
No.
So congratulations.
And then let alone toddlers and small children. It's just, you just don't see it very often.
No, you don't. But I feel like we have a lot of them on this podcast.
We do.
They're awesome. Some bunch of badasses on here.
Yeah.
Just totally just feeding their babes and making it work. And
yeah,
it's amazing.
Realizing that there's other people out there and that you can tell everyone else to, you know, sit and swivel.
Absolutely. Oh, it's fantastic. But we're going to talk today about some of the things that cause people to not breastfeed past 3 or 6 months.
Yeah.
These myths. I love the myth episodes.
Yeah, we haven't done a myth episode in a really long time.
No, we haven't.
No, we've got one. It's exciting. Where are my myths?
I know.
Here they are.
I love them. Love them. Yeah, somebody, I feel like there was one recently that somebody told me and I was like, oh my God, this is going to have to go in the episode, but I didn't write it down. I think that happened.
I know,
but
I do have one.
I know it, but I do have several that I've heard and I did open it up on Instagram and have it.
Yeah, I have several too. And there was somebody recently sent me a message and I cannot for the life of me find it. And I usually take a screenshot and I'll save it. And I just didn't. And it was something that their pediatrician told them about. I can't even remember really what it was, but I'm trying to remember. And I'm going to go first, I guess, because I'm bringing this up. I think that what the pediatrician told her, from what I remember, is that you make less milk over time and that she better get, you know, going on the solid foods and all of that, because pretty soon it was going to run out.
Make less milk over time.
Yeah.
So like we're on a timer yeah. basis now.
There's only a certain amount of milk your body will make and, you know, you're about to use it all up.
Oh my God. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's and it's like, a good
why?
One.
Like, it's true to a certain extent if when your baby starts to eat solids more, maybe they're nursing less because they're getting a little bit older and they're just, you know, maybe your milk supply is less than it used to be. But that's just because you're being demanded more. When your baby, you know, you have a, I've breastfed a toddler and they just go through phases. You know, there was a time where they were maybe nursing less, you know, than before. And then, you know, they hit two or their brother's born or whatever. And then suddenly they're nursing like a newborn again. And then your body's like, okay, here's more milk then. It doesn't just like run out. It makes and what you're asking it to make.
And there's a huge difference between milk running out and your body making less because it's being demanded less.
Right. Yeah.
Like there's a huge difference there.
That's not even the same thing at all.
No. No, not even the same thing. That's crazy.
I mean, where did this person hear that? Like, why is this person saying, like, just stop. Like, that is
just,
it's just made up. Can you pediatricians stop making stuff up? Like, just literally say you don't know. Literally tell people to contact a lactation consultant to help with the breastfeeding piece. It's not that hard. Because you make yourself sound dumb.
It doesn't make sense. So I don't know why anybody would think that it does make sense enough to repeat it.
Yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, where did this pediatrician hear that? Why are you? I don't even think they hear things. I think they make it up. I think they just make it up on the spot. Because they don't know what to say. And they don't want to say that they're not the expert.
Right.
So they're just like, oh, yeah. It's just your body is just going to make less milk over time. I wish I could find the method, but I can't. I have to get over it. So anyway, that's my first one.
That's a good one.
And your body does not make less milk over time. My God. Don't worry about that.
No, it doesn't. Mm-mm. My first one is somebody told me this. I'd had a consult with her and her sister told her this myth. I don't know where her sister heard it, but she told it to me and I was like, no, that's totally a myth. You have to wash your nipples due to bacteria before feeding.
No. I can see how that would get in people's heads.
And she goes, she was funny because she was like, if that were true, wouldn't you just like see a whole bunch of people in the bathroom washing their nipples all the time?
I was like, yes, you would. And no, that's not true.
Yeah, I always got into the habit.
About that.
I actually so much got into the habit of not washing my nipples with soap or anything while I was breastfeeding. Like I would take a shower and just let the water run, but I didn't wash them with soap because I don't remember now. Because, you know, you don't want to wash the smell away or the breast milk is actually very clean. And, you know, I don't know.
It's just drying and it could be irritating.
Yeah, it can dry them out. Yeah. But so much to the point where, and I breastfed for a long time, which people know if they listen, Jack was 6 and a half when he weaned and I was tandem nursing in there. And I so much got into the habit of not washing my nipples that to this day, I have to tell myself, wash all your body parts. You're not like, you're not nursing anymore. You can wash those. You can wash those now.
Wash everything.
Wash it all. Yeah.
But you don't, your baby is not going to, your baby needs to thrive off your bacteria. Your babies need your microbiome. You know what I mean? Like they're not, yeah. You're not going to hurt your baby by not washing your nipples. It doesn't make, no, that's just not true. You don't need to do that. And could you imagine like 10 to 12 times a day, you're running around washing your nipples?
That'd be so annoying. That's like when they say, that's like when dentists say to wipe the baby's teeth after every feeding.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, come on. Like, I'm not going to say that that's not helpful. Like, maybe it is, although I don't think it's necessary. It's also totally unrealistic.
Yeah.
And it is unsustainable.
Especially overnight? Like, no.
Yeah. No.
Nobody's getting up and doing
that. Don't do that. Don't do it.
Yeah. No, that's crazy. Crazy, crazy.
So, yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, don't have to worry about washing your nipples off. That's totally not necessary behavior.
No, and there's that myth that goes around, too, about, like, toughening up your nipples. Like, yes. Rubbing a towel on them and stuff to get them tough for nursing. Youcha. Don't do that.
That is an old myth that won't die.
Yeah.
Just so untrue.
None of them will die. When people message me about like my pediatrician told me this, I'm just like, you know what? I mean, at this point, I feel like we're repeating ourselves a lot, which I think we are, but also they are too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now we have to talk about this like completely insane thing again on the podcast because yet again, another doctor. I mean, and of course, these are the ones that we're getting messaged about. Of course, there's millions that don't message us. And
right.
This stuff won't die. Stop saying it to new parents. Just stop it. Anyway.
Just stop.
All right. I've got one. Someone messaged me screenshots from like this page, breastfeeding page or whatever that they were on. And what was happening was this person was nursing. Laying down nursing, and the baby spit up, and some of the milk was curdled. And the person that she was living with said that her milk was spoiled.
Oh, jeez.
So now she's like, oh my God. She's like, you know, people were kind of going back and forth. Or one person was like, no, it's totally normal for babies to like spit up. Don't worry. And then somebody else was like, you know, I don't know. She was like, well, you know, it's like, I don't want something to happen to my baby, like something's wrong with my milk and the whole thing. So, yeah, there's no way that your milk can be spoiled.
No.
It's not like cow's milk on the table.
No, it's coming out of your body. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
And the curdled is just what happens when the milk gets to the stomach. And then when the baby... I mean, it comes into contact with like the stomach bile, right? And
yeah,
then it comes
so.
Back up. Yeah, it comes back up and then it looks a little curdled. That's just milk that came up that got farther along in the digestive process than like, because sometimes they'll spit up and it's just like the milk was like just kind of in their throat or whatever. It comes up, it just looks like milk. But if it got down to the stomach and then it's coming up, it'll look like a little curdled.
I remember my son spitting up and look curdled. My mother used to be like, oh, maybe he's got a little bit of a sour stomach. Okay. I don't know.
Get him some ginger ale.
But yeah, so don't listen to what other people say about that.
No, and there's no such thing as your milk being bad. Or like
no.
spoiled or anything like that. That's not what that means. And babies spit up all the time.
Babies do spit up all the time. And I think that's something that people get really nervous about.
Totally.
Is babies spitting up. And I know we've done episodes on that before, but it's totally normal that babies spit up. Totally, totally normal. Like it's expected. Whenever I come across a baby that doesn't spit up, I'm surprised. And it's not very often that I do come across a baby that doesn't spit up.
No. Their digestive system is so young. It doesn't know always what to do yet. Mm-mm. And sometimes it just doesn't hold it down and it comes back up. And that's just because these things, all these muscles and all these systems are just, they're still figuring it out.
Yeah. Poor little guys.
Yeah.
They're fine, though.
They're fine.
Everything's fine. It's normal. Just
get a towel. Yeah.
Get a towel, get wipe a bib, it up. And get a towel. Fine. Yeah. Totally normal. Totally normal. Okay. I have one.
Yeah.
This somebody put on my Instagram. Classic from our early days in the hospital for faltering growth. I wasn't allowed to have my tea the way I like it, black. And they kept bringing it to me with milk and sugar because apparently this was one of the reasons why my baby wasn't gaining weight.
Because mom wasn't having enough milk and sugar?
In her tea. Yes.
Wow, how long ago was that? Probably not that long ago.
No, not that long ago.
Oh my God, what?
I know.
So you're supposed to have cow's milk, breast milk from another species in your body in order to make enough of your own breast milk and also sugar, which is like, no one should be eating sugar.
Right.
Well, I mean, I do plenty of sugar, but I'm just saying, like, it's not something that was like, you know, your body's not like, your body would be right. Better off without it.
You don't need it. Yeah. For breastfeeding.
You don't need it. Yeah. My God. That's insane.
Isn't that ridiculous?
That's so sad. Cause it's medical. These are medical people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, and they're just like acting out these like weird ass, like medieval wives' tales.
Yeah, that's what they are. They're old wives' tales.
Yeah. That's funny.
Isn't that a good one?
Yes.
All right, let's take a break.
All right, we'll be right back. Today's episode is brought to you by Similre Breast Pumps. Similre Breast Pumps wants you to have control of your pumping journey. With a continuous focus on research and development and a team comprised of CLCs, Similre Breast Pumps strives to offer pumps for every lifestyle. From ultra tiny pumps as small as a sticky note to fully adjustable pumps with 85 combinations, setting combinations, you're in control of your pumping journey. With resources like virtual breast shield sizing consults in English and Spanish, and an exclusive Get the Right Fit program that offers a third set of breast shields for free, Similre gives you vital tools for a successful journey. A safe choice for everyone, all Similre pump parts and storage bags are phthalate and BPA free. Better yet, Similre breast pumps can be personalized with a fun pump skin decal. See their full pump family at SimilreBreastPumps.com. That's C-I-M-I-L-R-E BreastPumps.com. And use code BADASS for 15% off of your purchase. And today's episode is also brought to you by Booby Juice. Booby Juice freeze-dries your very own breast milk into shelf-stable powder that you can take on the go with their compact travel pouches or cost-effectively back up your entire stash with their at-home scoop and serve saver pouches. They are a CGMP certified breast milk processing facility who also specializes in helping families on the move to safely transport and preserve all of mom's liquid gold breast milk. You can ship to Booby Juice using one of their shipping kits that has everything you need to safely ship them your frozen breast milk, or you can schedule a local drop-off if you are in the Tempe, Arizona area. Booby Juice knows how committed breastfeeders are with providing the best nutrition for their baby. They now offer pumping moms a way to get their stash out of the freezer and put it to work. Booby Juice freeze-dried breast milk offers a convenient way to make bottles on the go and with the added benefit of fortifying baby's snacks and foods. Imagine that, incorporating all of your milk's macronutrients into every bite of baby's first foods. And this works great too if you live in an area where you have a lot of power outages. And it makes your milk last longer. I think it's like 3 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out on Instagram at I Love Booby Juice and visit their website at boobyjuice.com. That's B-O-O-B-I-E JUICE.com and use code BADASS for 15% off of your order. And you can find our sponsors, today's sponsors and the promo codes in the show notes under this episode, wherever you're listening from. And you can also find them over on the sponsor page at badassbestfriendingpodcast.com, where you will also find information about scheduling your very own one-on-one online lactation consultation with Diane. Who's turn?
All right, you have another one?
Yeah.
I think it's your turn.
Let's see. Okay. So here's the myth. Your daycare needs more milk. No, they don't. No, they're they wrong. Don't. I don't care. No. When they're going to, you're going to prepare bottles and they're going to be like, oh, your baby's still hungry after the bottle. Well, your baby's older now, so they need more milk.
Other baby's taking 8 ounces. Why is your baby only taking 4?
No, they don't need more milk. They just don't know what they're talking about. The other baby is probably formula fed, which is why they have more milk, incrementally more as time goes on. That's not going to happen with your breast milk. I know it doesn't. It seems weird that your baby doesn't need more to fill their belly, but they don't.
Everything is in the milk that they're getting, so they don't need more volume. Really quite amazing.
Yeah, your body just changes. It gives more. It alters the nutrients as time goes on, not the volume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, depending on what your baby needs. I had one client that her daycare actually said to her, is your pediatrician okay with this?
I hate this world that we live in where doctors are like our, you know, they're like our officials and they have to okay like what we do. Give me a break. This is my baby. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
here is the milk. Like, here's the milk that I'm bringing you.
And her pediatrician was fine. Actually, was very, very supportive.
Great.
So there was no problem with it. But the fact that she would, you know, what she like, she knew what her baby needed,
right,
and would bring it. And they were just very much not supportive of it. She ended up quitting her job so she could stay home because daycare was so bad.
Yeah, this is what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, you either quit your job or you quit breastfeeding. Yeah, it's bad. I have had people tell me that their daycares have actually said things to them like, oh, a lot of people here aren't breastfeeding and you probably won't be anymore either once you start working.
Oh, God.
I know.
Why can't they just shut up? Why can't everybody shut up?
Just be supportive. That's all.
Yeah, and if you can't, then don't say anything. Just like, even part of your job. That's not part of your job at all as a daycare provider. Take care of the babies.
And I mean, when you've got a daycare facility, you have to remember too, though, those people are not trained in this.
No.
They are not trained in this. And a lot of them are just, I mean, they're not making good money. They're not like,
that's true.
It is not a good environment. And they go through, like, the turnover is high. Like, it's not, it's a hard place to work.
Like, your baby is safe. Like, they're doing their best.
Oh, yeah.
Don't think, yeah. But it's just so hard dealing with them because they're just overstepping their bounds a lot. And it's true. Like, they don't get paid a lot. It's not, it's like, it's just kind of, it's a hard job. I mean, like, you have one baby. And you're like, life is falling apart. And then they have 15 babies.
And yeah, totally.
It's just hard. Like, they want to be able to, understandably, they want to be able to have kind of one blanket kind of practice, you know, that they can say, like, well, this is how we feed the babies. And this is how we put the babies to sleep. And unfortunately, it just doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
And the one thing that they don't need is more milk.
They don't.
I mean, unless you're not sending enough milk, but I bet you are.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
I'm, you know, come on.
It's a great way to, it's a great time to educate the daycare providers. If they do tell you that you need more milk, it's a great time to be like, the baby doesn't need more milk and this is why they don't need more milk. But formula fed babies are different and need more milk. because mm-hmm. the formula doesn't change and they need more volume and blah, 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 all that happy crap. But I mean, you shouldn't have to be the one to educate them. But unfortunately, we are the ones that have to educate them because yeah. they don't know.
I mean, we're the ones having to educate our pediatricians.
Yeah, like
and
everybody.
They went to school and claimed to know everything.
They don't get lactation.
I have a pediatrician, by the way, who I really like. So I'm not like, it's not like I'm anti-pediatrician. I just think a lot of them just are not, they don't, they're not, it's not going well with a lot of them.
I think we just hear so much from people. Yeah. You know, we just hear so much about really negative experiences of people with their pediatricians. And it's
well,
just
it's true.
Really
and we do
unfortunate.
Know for, yeah. And we do know for a fact that they are not trained in mm-hmm. lactation. And we see
they're not.
The consequences of that.
Yeah, they're not trained in lactation.
Okay, your turn.
And
sorry,
that being said, I have another one that has to do with their pediatrician.
Oh.
Where is it? I'm looking.
Where the heck did you hide them somewhere?
It was gross. Or? No, I just keep...
We'll play some music really... from the elevator.
I know, right? Oh, here it is. Pediatrician told her mom her milk didn't have enough fat and to feed the 4-month-old baby a bottle with butter in it.
Ew! Oh, my God.
Now, I... this is one of those where I'm like, is this even true? Like, did this really happen?
I know, did that really happen? You're making this up.
But this is what they said. I've heard things like olive oil.
Ew.
Yeah.
Really?
Because it's because it's fattening. I've heard to give babies that aren't gaining well when they start solid foods, give them foods with lots of butter, lots of olive oil, lots of like heavy fatty foods. I've heard that before too.
Yeah.
But I've never heard to put it like butter directly. What, melt butter with
melt
your
the butter
breast milk?
And put it in there?
And put it in the bottle? Like, that's crazy.
Oh, God. And then you'll spend the rest of your life trying not to eat so much butter like the rest of us.
Oh, my God.
Because we got to get those babies fat. We got to get the babies fat. But then when you're older, you're too fat. You're too fat. How'd you get too fat?
Because my mom put butter in my bottle.
Fatsy. I know. Oh my God.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah.
Ew, don't put, ew, stop putting things in the bottles. Don't, you don't need to put anything in the bottle except for freaking breast milk or formula. That's all.
That's it.
Those are the only things that you should be feeding a baby.
Yes. Not anything else.
Don't put anything else in there. Don't mix rice cereal in it. Don't put butter in it. Oh my God.
I know.
That's just such a disgusting visual. Just like drinking,
isn't it?
Water?
Though I know,
ugh.
I know it. Yeah, because that's all I could picture it was in a big chunk, but obviously that's not the way it was.
Ugh,
so gross, so gross.
By the way, your breast milk has plenty of fat.
It does. Yeah, you don't need to fatten up your breast milk.
Surprisingly, it has exactly the amount of fat that your baby needs. And that's mm-hmm. the other thing that gets confusing, especially for people who pump, because like some people get that big fat layer on top and some people don't. Yeah. And then they're like, oh my God, there's not enough fat in my milk. Just don't question your body. Your body knows way more than you do.
Yeah. It's doing what it needs to do. Totally. And you cannot increase the fat in your breast milk by eating fatty foods.
No.
It doesn't work like that.
All you're going to do
increase
is increase
the type of fat.
You're going to increase the amount of fat in your body. That's all you're going to do is if you try, you know, yeah. if you start eating your own, if you know, people are like, oh, I got to eat more fat to get more fat in my breast milk. No,
doesn't work like that.
You can change the type of fat. What do you mean?
Yeah. Like you can like the monounsaturated, polyunsaturated fats. You can change that in your breast milk, but you can't change like how much fat, like to increase the fat like that. You can change.
And okay. I don't want people starting to worry about polyunsaturated.
Yeah,
fat
that's the other
mono.
Thing too.
Don't
like that's
it.
Why I never talk about it.
Don't
yeah, I never talk about it. Mm-mm. You don't need to worry about that.
just
everything is fine.
Eat what you want. Everything is fine. I know we live in a world where nothing is fine. It feels like nothing is fine right now, except for that. Your breast milk is fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
No, nothing wrong with it.
All right. Is it
my what do you got?
I think I have one more.
Okay.
Which is recognize my face. My phone is not recognizing my face. Okay, I think I remember. So you cannot measure your milk supply by pumping and seeing what you get.
No.
I know.
That's another one that won't go away.
Yeah, this is something that people are constantly trying to do. Like, well, I just pumped this and, you know, it's not very much. I don't think I'm making much milk.
Yeah. Or people saying to you, why don't you pump and see how much milk you make?
Yeah.
It's like that doesn't.
You cannot.
No.
Some people.
It's another time.
Yeah. Some people will respond really well to a pump and they'll pump a lot of milk. And then some people don't and they'll pump, you know, less milk. But it hasn't. It's not. You can't measure what's in your breast. And the good thing is you don't need to.
Exactly.
That's the good news.
You don't need to. But it's another really good time to educate people who say that to you. Yeah. Tell them that's not how it works. A pump just does not gauge the amount of milk your body actually makes.
Yep.
And I know everybody, like, we get so fixated on the pumping because it's so, you can see it. And it's so visual to see that milk in a bottle that you want to be like, oh yeah, that's what how much milk my body's making. Like I've had people like mathematically, like I had some dad one time that was like mathematically trying to figure it out. Like, oh, well, she pumped this much milk. So that means the baby must be getting this much milk. And that, you know, she pumps this much on each side. So the baby's taking this much on it. It's like, no, it doesn't.
Settle down, Einstein.
I know. It's like, are you an engineer? What's going on? Like, no,
yeah,
that's not how it works. It doesn't work like that. But people all the time try to figure it out. They try to be like, well, I'm pumping 2 ounces per side. So that's probably what the baby's getting when they nurse. Like, we don't. The baby could be getting that. Sure.
Yeah.
But the baby also could be getting 3 or they could be taking 1. Like, we don't know. What you pump is what you pump. And what your baby gets when they feed is what they get when they feed. Two very different things.
Yeah.
Okay. I have one.
Do you have one? Okay.
Yep. After 1 year old, there's nothing a baby can't get from the breast milk that they can't get from food.
What? They can't No.
Yeah. Yes.
Wait, can you
after
read it
a
again?
Year,
after a year. Okay, no.
After a year, there's nothing a baby can get from breast milk that they can't get from food.
See,
which
this
is a lie.
Yeah, this is what people say, like, oh, you know, after a year, your breast milk turns to water. Or like after a certain amount of time, it's not. Well, no.
It just runs out. Runs out.
You either it runs out, or turns to water or whatever. Some crazy shit. I don't know. No, there's all kinds of stuff that your baby can get from breast milk that they'll never be able to get from solid foods ever again in their life, which is why breastfeeding for as long as possible is optimal.
Yes.
Because they're getting it
very
all now
important.
And it's setting up their immune system and their organs and everything for the rest of their lives.
And it really is quite fascinating. And we have an episode on this. And I remember when like we did that, when I did the research for that episode, I was just like, this is so freaking cool how your body changes what it's making to accommodate a baby that's eating food. Like, it's just fascinating to me how like everything is more condensed. Cause you know, like those babies will eat for like a minute and a half. And it's like, well, what could they possibly be getting? It's like they're getting a lot. Because your body has it concentrated the milk and condensed it all, and they're getting a lot in that minute and a half that they're nursing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a lot of nutrients, vitamins, nutrients, power fighting, immunity. Like you're just, like Abby said, you're never going to get that from regular food. Comfort from their parent, they're not going to get that.
Right. And also, breastfeeding is so much more than food.
That's the other thing. That's what I don't get that people don't get, that it's not just about feeding your baby. There's so much more to it than that. And people just look at it as, well, it's just a way to feed your baby. And it's like, it's not. There's so much more to it.
Yeah. Like, let's just give up breastfeeding and just give them some hamburger. And it's the same. Except that you're only taking into consideration. First of all, you're wrong. Nutritionally, that's totally wrong. And then you don't take into consideration everything else that goes into it. Like the psychological and the emotional and the everything. Yeah.
It's really just crazy. So yeah, so do not worry. If you are somebody who's getting towards that 1 year mark and you have heard that it doesn't, you don't need to breastfeed past a year because there's nothing they're getting in that milk anymore. That's not true. It is not true.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Yeah, they're getting a lot from your breast milk after a year. Way more than you think.
Yeah.
So that's our myths for today.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.